Hey, what's up? It's Easter. Hey, man, how you doing?
Face itches.
Yeah?
I was going to try and make a rabbit noise. I don't know what that is, though. There you go.
That's like a squirrel, though.
Yeah, it could be mixed signals.
I don't really know what a rabbit sounds like.
Sounds like that, bro.
Nah.
Sounds like that, man.
What's up, Doc?
There you go.
Is that a rabbit? That
Nailed
counts,
it.
Right?
Nailed
that counts. I honestly don't know what's been going on. But hey, guys, what's up? How you doing? Good to see you. Sam, Pro, Chris, good to see you. I hope you're all doing well. Sam, have you been following the saga of Sam in Spain on our Discord?
No, all I saw was our hoodie.
So you know that he's in Spain?
No.
I mean, he said that in chat to us.
Nope.
Okay, well, he's in Spain.
I pay attention to no one and nothing.
Okay, well, he's in Spain.
Wow,
and
Game of Thrones is on.
Yes, because he doesn't care about Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. He hates it. Apparently, it's awful and it's cold.
Okay.
So, but he moved to Ibiza. Okay. Which,
like, moved his entire stuff there?
Well, like, he, like, went to the new vacation spot. Like, he didn't, like, move his home.
Yeah, you said he moved to Ibiza.
His vacation moved from wherever he was in Spain to Ibiza.
Oh.
He didn't go
where's Ibiza, man?
I don't
is
know.
Is it in Spain?
I think it's also in Spain.
Well, then why would you say it moved from Spain to Ibiza?
Because I don't remember where he was in Spain.
Oh, so you don't remember things either then, do you?
I don't remember the specific
name.
That's
all I'm getting. That's all I'm getting. You're coming down on me.
I was not coming down on you.
I heard
this.
This
is your own built-up guilt.
I heard
this. This is your own guilt. I have nothing to do with this. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, it's 200 kilometers away, which is some made-up European unit that I don't understand.
Space miles, man.
Space miles.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what we were talking about. Anyway, Sam, hope your vacation gets better. Colby doesn't care.
Yeah. Got my hand cream ready. That's what you need with this show.
That's the name, Mallorca. Mallorca.
That's Majorca.
Majorca.
Yeah.
Majorca to Ibiza.
Chris,
that's where he went.
Majorca his nuts here in a few seconds.
That's going to be the peak of the show. We should just end right there. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
no, I have to bitch about the worst thing on the most un-American thing I have ever learned
Wait,
today.
Wait, what? Un-American?
Un-American.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's get right in.
I can't buy alcohol today.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It's literally, I went to Dillon's being like, okay, liquor store closed, but Dillon's and Quick Trips, they just got the upgraded beers.
Okay, yeah.
We just passed some law where grocery stores can sell things.
Dude, I was going to ask that question. Because, like, if the liquor stores are closed,
you
know, you just go to Dillon's, you go to the grocery store.
Yep.
You tell me that didn't work?
I'm telling you that on every single refrigerator housing alcohol, there was a sign on it, just taped, printed on a piece of paper. According to Kansas law, we cannot sell alcohol on Easter Sunday. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Well, it's not their fault.
You give me an extra fucking weekend day then, man. My whole plan is to get crunk as shit on Easter, and you're taking away that right from me as an American.
Well, I mean... Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Dude, yeah, I wish I knew. I forgot. Completely forgot yesterday to probably get alcohol. Thankfully, I had some beer in the fridge.
So what other holidays can you not sell beer?
It's Memorial Day, Labor Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter.
But those are the days you need liquor the most!
Right! That's my whole fucking point, man. Oh, I'm so... It just killed me.
That's weird.
Because, like, yeah. I got beer. That's
like
fantastic.
I mean, I don't. This is what.
But I wanted some goddamn hot dragon, white snakes, whatever the fuck.
This is what libertarians are mad about, aren't they?
Yeah.
That like if the
Church
free
state
if the free commerce wants to close on Easter.
Yeah.
If ABC Liquor doesn't want to be open, that's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if a place does want to be open and they want to sell beer, they should be able to.
Fuck yeah, they should.
I don't get it, dude. Also, why can't you buy beer past 11 p.m.? What is that?
Dude, just don't sell to minors. End of your regulations.
Britt says, and the 4th, but I know I have bought booze on the 4th and Memorial Day and Labor Day.
I bought booze on Thanksgiving. And I believe Christmas. Now, the liquor stores won't open, but I went to Quick Trip and bought under...
I wonder if... So, maybe it made... Did we just...
Fuck ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if we had the weak beer, mm-hmm. we could have sold that on holidays, but now that it's real beer,
yep.
you can't do it?
Yep. I think you're right, because, yeah, I have definitely bought beer from Quick Trip on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Sam says 11 p.m. is world trade laws. Oh, I don't feel like that's true, because isn't it different in every state? Like, if I go to Utah, don't they start only sell liquor, like, between 6 and 6:30 every other Thursday? Like, isn't that how
well,
it works?
Yeah, but, I mean, the latest any of them can be open is 11. There, you will not find any
Why?
In any state.
Why can't I buy
11.
Beer at 3 a.m. if I want to? What if I work nights?
Great question.
That's un-American.
Dude, it's un-fucking-American!
Or it might be the most American,
what?
Depending on how you look at it. Well, because
rules and regulations
yeah.
and things?
Yeah.
We're the land of the free and home of the brave.
Are we?
We're not brave anymore, and we're not free anymore, so what the fuck are
I mean,
we?
We're kind of both. I think we're brave
we're
for
not.
Talking about this
yeah.
publicly. That's what we
yeah.
are. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Trump, hear this shit.
If we started saying great things about Trump, he might start checking us out.
Maybe.
Because his list of allies is growing shorter, right? Like the people
Alex
who support
Jones
him.
Is still kicking, man.
Well, that's what I mean, though. But like,
he was on.
People keep jumping ship, is what I'm saying.
He was on Logan Paul's podcast. Alex Jones was.
I don't know how to begin to unpack what you just told me. I don't.
I thought there was a ban on YouTube of anything with Alex Jones in it.
Okay, so Logan Paul has a podcast.
Yep, it's called Impulsive.
I shouldn't have asked. It just keeps getting worse. It just somehow keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And on his show, he interviews people?
I believe, yeah. Well, you know, he just did a documentary about Flat Earth.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did that. And so now,
did he believe in Flat Earth?
He didn't going into it, but then he was like, you'd be surprised at the ending. I might.
No, we won't.
No.
Earth's not flat.
Yeah.
Pretty clear.
It's either you're a smart person, then I'd genuinely be surprised if you were like, nope, still don't believe it.
Oh my God.
Or you believe
it. I don't
it,
know,
like
Sam. That's a great question, dude. But anyway, my...
Man, I'm a hip young thing. I'm a thought.
I'm a hip young thing. I'm a thought, is what he said.
I'm a cool kid.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a 9-year-old.
How's your beard?
Everything on me right now is itchy.
Why?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I just hear incessant scratching in my head. All I hear is scratching. It's all I hear. You're like the dad trying to connect to the latest apps. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you, speaking of hip thoughts, did you go to that Chicken in a Pickle last night, man?
I did.
Okay, you got to tell me all about it, because just like our listeners, I don't have any idea what it is, but I know you've been talking about it.
It was huge.
What's going on? I saw
huge.
A Snapchat from Pinella. You weren't in it. Very upset.
Yeah.
But yeah, he took a picture of it, and it's like this, it looks like an Olympic-sized warehouse full of tennis courts, and I don't, what was I looking at?
It was pickleball, man.
What's pickleball? I don't even know what that is.
It's basically tennis, just with a smaller racket and a smaller ball.
I thought that was badminton.
No, that's up in the air. With a.
Oh, so badminton, you can't let it touch the ground, but pickleball can bounce once?
Yeah. It's literally like, okay, they have tennis, and they have ping pong. It's right in the middle of that.
And then pickleball. Pickleball
is right in the middle of tennis and ping pong.
So it's
not as small as ping pong, not as big as tennis.
Oh, okay.
It's closer to
tennis.
Does
it use
the
same court as tennis?
I think it's a little smaller.
Okay, but it's like the same lines?
I think.
Is it the same as squash?
We didn't play. Because it was busy as shit.
What is... I have so many questions. Okay, so this place is pretty new.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
How did it open?
Well, pickleball was starting to gain traction here in town.
Like it was?
Yeah, we have leagues and shit, man. Old people love it.
But this isn't a hip place. No, that's racquetball, Sam. The white room. The one that's played in the white room, that's racquetball.
That is...
So, pickleball's different than racquetball and squash.
It's literally tennis, just with a wiffle ball and paddles.
Why are all these places opening that, like, Like, we have the axe-throwing bar, too.
We're trying to be hip, man.
Yeah, but no, but just in general, why do these places all of a sudden exist?
Because.
Like, why don't we open a restaurant like Sausage and Basketball?
We could do that.
I mean, is that all it takes?
I mean, right about now, we could get a lot of business.
I mean, are these places going to go out of business? Is this a fad? Or was it fun enough that you'll go back?
Oh, I would want to go back. It's just on the east side.
That's, well, of course it is, because everything that's good is on that side of town. But
I mean, it's so big. I don't know. And they got to have, like...
Is it better than Topgolf? Because Topgolf's the same concept, right? You just eat and drink and play golf.
Yep.
Here, you just eat and drink and play pickleball.
Yep.
And then the axe place, you eat and you drink and you throw axes.
Yep.
So you really just got to figure out what to eat and drink and then fill in the blank on what game you want. I wouldn't have picked pickleball. I don't even know what pickleball is.
Dude, chicken pickle. You cannot get a better name than that.
Yeah, but I thought it served pickles. I want some pickles, man.
It does. I had a pickle last night.
Was it a good pickle, or was it just like a Clausen?
It was a spear, but yeah, it was good.
How much did you pay for it?
I don't remember.
Because it probably cost them 10 cents,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Also, do you have to pay for the pickleball, or is it included? Like, when you go to Side Pockets, do you have to pay to play pool? What do you do?
I don't know if I closed my tab.
Did you just stare at your wallet?
Yeah, they gave me my card back.
Okay.
But I don't think I closed my tab.
Well, I mean, you could look at your statement right now, all right, and see if it's there. But yeah, Chris,
like, what do they
Colby
do?
Loves Topgolf. That's why,
do you
that's
think
why I'm asking
close
the similarities.
If they have any other tabs? Like, he ran my card. He has my card.
Well, I think they would close it, right?
You would think, right? Yeah, okay, it did.
How much was it?
$37.81.
That's not bad at all.
I got three beers, I got Brita drink, and then I got chicken.
Dude, that's actually pretty good. $40?
Yeah, not bad.
And did you play, but you didn't play pickleball?
No.
Do you have to pay to play pickleball?
I have no idea. I would assume it's kind of like Topgolf where you rent a bay.
Okay, so it's like bowling. So why isn't bowling more popular?
I don't know.
I mean, people who own bowling alleys have got to be mad right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, they literally have food and drinks and bowling, and they've had it for 40 years.
Well, bowling is popular. The alley,
is it?
The alley is really popular.
Is it?
It's a fancy bowling. You go to West Acres over here.
I feel like I asked the random person in my life, and granted, I don't know that many people, okay? But if I just sample people and I'd be like, when's the last time you went bowling? Most of them are going to say 20 years ago or 5 years ago. I just don't feel like, I don't know where these people come from.
Bowling's not fun.
How many people there had beards and mustaches?
There was a few.
Like, do you think?
A lot of kids, though.
Children?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's it.
At 11 p.m.
Like, what's kids? Like...
Like, children.
Like...
8-year-olds.
At 11 p.m.?
Yep.
That doesn't seem appropriate.
Mm-mm.
Did you say bad words in front of them?
Oh, yeah. No, but they got pickleball court. I always want to call it chicken pickle courts.
Chicken pickle?
I thought that was the game, man. Let's go play some chicken pickle.
That's a better name.
It is. But, yeah, they got pickleball courts. They have 3 outdoor and 6 indoor courts.
That's stupid.
Yeah. And then they have, like, 3 bars in a building. Like, they have an upstairs dance room for DJs.
Dude, that's so crazy to me, man.
They have 2 bars on the floor. Then they have where you order the food. They have big old couches. They got ping pong. They got cornhole. They got that...
Okay, so
shuffleboard.
Here's a question. Now, this is really meta, and I apologize. It's actually double meta, because one, you have to understand Wichita, where we live. And two, you have to understand city skylines, okay? Something me and Colby both share in common. I feel like what's happening to our town is that when you build in city skylines, you never have a central downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start on, like, the edge of a map. And then you slowly build across the map, and then you expand into new areas. And so, like, your hip stuff ends up being, like, way far away from where you started, because by the time you could build all the new hip stuff, you've built so much of your city to have the money and the funds and the population count in order to build these fun things.
Yes.
I feel like the east side of Wichita, and Wichita, it's a metropolitan area of 1 million, okay? It's a larger area, but it's not like any other city. Like, Oklahoma City has suburbs. Norman, Edmond. Dallas has a million suburbs. Houston, million suburbs. They even have neighborhoods that could be considered, you know, their own towns. Like, you go up to Kansas City, you got Leawood, you got Overland Park, you got Olathe, you got Shawnee Mission, you got all of these places that are in Kansas City, but technically they're their own towns. That's not how Wichita works. Wichita is Wichita.
Yep.
We don't have suburbs.
We do, but they're nothing.
We don't. I mean, Hayesville is not a suburb. Would you consider Hayesville a suburb?
I mean, technically, yes.
Is it? It's not really in the city. You have to drive through 2 miles of cow fields before you get to it. When you drive to Shawnee Mission and Olathe, you never leave a city. Okay?
I got you.
Regardless, here's my point. They're building all this cool stuff out on what we call the east side, which from where we are on the, quote, west side, is a 20-minute drive on the highway at best.
Yeah.
Why is
through roads that are consistently always under construction.
Yes, they're awful. And that may not sound that bad, but it's frustrating when you think it's now an hour commute back and forth to go to a place where that really should be downtown. Like, wouldn't in most city, like a brick town what's the place in Kansas City? The something in lights. Power and lights.
That one.
Or is that Kansas? Is that Oklahoma?
That's Kansas City.
Either way, they have these entertainment districts in their downtown, and that's where all these axe-throwing places and the pickleball courts and all that stuff fires up. Why are ours literally on the city limits of Wichita? Why would everybody in Wichita that's a hipster wants to go downtown because we want it to be our hip place? That doesn't exist. They're all way out there on the outskirts.
Yeah. That's
why is
definitely
that a thing?
Not the entertaining spot, man.
Because the alley that you mentioned, the hip bowling alley, also east side.
Yep. Biggest theater in Wichita.
Right.
East side.
Right. Costco out there.
East side.
Cabela's.
CarMax.
I mean,
those fuckers.
Like, we don't like these places, but there's only one of them, and they're east side.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand.
We just should segregate it.
I get the distinct impression that these places, these chicken in a pickles, these alleys, these axe throwing places are all put on by one guy who, like, knows the mayor. And that's mm-hmm. the only way someone would give him money to build these places. I feel like there's payola going on, man.
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy at foot. What's up, Fresh? How are you, man? I'm going to Google it. Chicken and a pickle.
Build a wall.
Build a wall, dude. We're going to build a wall. Here it is, dude. Wichita chicken and a pickle.
So it is a chain, then, if it's got a Wichita / Wichita.
I don't think it is. I think they probably just stole the concept, right? Because this is not a chain website.
I think it is, man.
I don't think so.
Do chickenpickle.com.
Oh, you're right. It is / Wichita, isn't it? Chicken and a pickle. Our locations. Kansas City and Wichita. San Antonio coming soon. The idea was conceived in the Grand Cayman Islands over cold beer and jerk chicken. One man's love for delicious wood-fired chicken and the game of pickleball led to the founding of Chicken and a Pickle's flagship location in Kansas City. It has quickly developed into a wildly popular destination for food and fun in other markets. Dude, what the heck, man? This just blows my mind that this place exists. Is this a photo of it? This is what it looks like, right?
That looks like rendered.
You don't think this is real?
Mm-mm.
A little bit about these people. See, there's a child right there.
Yeah, man.
Child, 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 child. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children in this photo. I mean, this is like a group family. My husband, wife, right? Husband, wife. Husband, wife. Grandma. Spinster. Oh, wait. Wait, there's an extra lady.
Yeah. That's the trainer.
I don't know. Wait. Okay, so okay, hold on. This is a very confusing photo to me. This lady right here has 2 children.
I think she is the nanny.
You think she's a nanny?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I could see that. And because these two are together.
Mm-hmm.
And then these two are together.
Probably.
And then these two are together.
Yep.
This lady is related to this lady because she's got hands on her.
Yep.
And this lady has this child.
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, dude. A warm and welcoming environment brings together people from all the community engaged in the joy of being human. Our event players, planners make every party, team builder, and fundraising event fun and easy. With 9 unique event spaces, 10 pickleball courts, 2 bocce ball courts, 4 shuffleboard courts, on-site catering.
Wow. That was more than I saw. Dude, the place was huge. I didn't see all of it.
It's ridiculous.
Not even close.
But it was packed, you said.
It was so packed.
That's insane, dude. That's
insane. It's always packed because it's new.
I don't know. I feel like if we go a year from now, it won't be packed, right?
No.
We should make a date. Go like next Easter. Pickle.
Chicken
and pickles. I mean, chicken and pickles is delicious. I don't really care too much about the sport.
Chicken, not that great.
Oh. Well, that's a problem.
Right.
Oh, no.
Well, chicken's ruined for me thanks to Dempsey's. That chicken is so good.
I almost texted you today to go again. To Dempsey's with you good. For brunch, but I figured
yeah,
you'd
man.
Be asleep.
I woke up at 10. I've been waking up at 10. I've been waking up at 7 every fucking day.
You look exhausted.
Nah, probably, because I'm used to sleeping in on weekends, but now I can't. Well, the problem is, I wake up, I'm awake. Okay?
Right. Well, you go to the gym in the morning still, right?
Nope.
Oh.
I wake up. Oh. I haven't been to the gym in a week.
What happened? You did so good the first week and then you stopped?
Yep.
What? Why?
Let's see. Sunday night was Game of Thrones, so I was up late.
I mean, you weren't up that late.
I was up too late.
I mean, you left here by 9:30.
Yeah, but I was up too late.
Okay.
Plus, I was raged.
I knew you were raged, but don't you think the gym helps with that?
No.
Okay.
So, I was up late, so I didn't want to wake up on Monday. Then Britt didn't want to wake up on Tuesday. Then I didn't want to wake up on Wednesday, and then we're fucked.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Colby does like steak.
I will die for steak.
Yeah. Really? Like, if someone's like, I'm going to throw this steak in the trash, unless you kill yourself, you'll do it? Okay, that seems extreme.
Just make sure it's a slow death so I can eat the steak while I'm dying.
Oh, okay. All right, what if you rub the steak on your wound?
That won't help.
Okay, well, I don't know. Sam, we have not talked about the PS5, because let me ask Colby this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about the PS5?
I saw that there was an announcement about them coming out with a new one.
Uh-huh, but how much do you care about it?
I want to know about it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's going to be super fast.
Is that it?
It's backwards compatible, PS4 confirmed.
Is that it?
It has the world's, quoted, fastest solid-state drive, not even available in PCs.
Yep, don't care.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Yeah. I'm amazed you made
like
it. I thought I'm amazed you
VR
made it as well.
Set.
The VR headset that they currently sell will work with it.
No.
Don't care?
No.
Do you want VR?
If I buy a PS5, I want it to come with cameras I can mount.
Why
in my
don't
room.
You just get a PC then?
Why?
I mean, that's what PCs
are.
Well,
I don't want the VR. I don't care at all.
But if you, but
cool.
if it had it with a PS5, you'd get it?
No. I'm saying it would be cooler and I'd be more interested in it.
But you aren't interested enough
oh,
to buy
no,
it.
No, never.
So then what's
the PS4
point?
Is the last thing I will ever buy that's gaming related. Until there is some crazy shit.
Okay, man.
Until I can live in a world where I can feel a lightsaber in my hands. I can feel when I chop into people.
You want Ready Player One.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Then I'll get that.
Okay. Well, didn't we read a story like a year ago on the show about how there was haptic feedback suits coming?
Something.
I think so.
We'll get there, man. It'll happen.
Fresh Dead Mobster says rump and T-bone are the best steak cuts.
Rump?
You tell me,
yes,
man.
Can I get the butt of the cow, please?
Dude, maybe he likes eating butt.
Man, I like eating butt.
I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't? Who doesn't? But yeah, I mean, it was really close, Sam. That was more caring than I thought we'd get out of him. So he at least asked questions. We should be happy about that.
Yeah, he should.
But
I'm
yeah.
I'm only here for you.
That's true. It's true. So, you excited about Game of Thrones tonight, man? What do you? Me and Chris were talking about this over lunch today. Okay, because Chris was like, "How mad do you think Colby's going to be for tonight?" And I was like, "Well, I think he's going to be really mad because I don't think he's going to get an episode different than last week's. I still think it's going to be a lot of talking." Okay, but then I said, "But Colby may have known that by now. He may have come to grips with it."
Oh yeah, my expectations are much lower.
Right, so that's what I thought. So I did, but what I didn't know is, as the question was, do I think that you will be angry when it turns out to be that way, or just depressed? I don't know if you have what mood you're going to slip into. Have you decided?
No.
What you're going to aim for? Sadness or rage?
No.
That's you probably should figure that one out.
Why?
I don't know.
I'll let it happen.
You're just going to let it wash
just
over
be
you?
Be ready for any sort of...
Is Britt mentally prepared?
I doubt it.
For tonight? Does she know that we won't watch the next On preview?
I mean, we can.
No, I'm going to close the PlayStation.
I don't care.
You don't?
No.
You cared a lot last week.
I gave up.
After 1 week?
Yeah, I gave up.
I mean, I can just not play it.
Don't care.
But if you do care...
Other people want to see it, so I don't care.
But the only other person that wants to see it is your girlfriend.
I think Chris wants to see it.
Chris does not care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see.
Well, she doesn't get a vote because she's a woman. You want to see next week On?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'd like to know what's coming.
But you hate spoilers. Spoilers
They're
of next week On
close.
Are exactly the same thing.
They're
so if I
close.
So if I showed you Avenger spoilers and I just put in the movie soon, would that change the spoiler? I mean, it gives away pretty large plot
points.
It does. Yeah, it gives away pretty large plot points, especially since it's going to showcase a battle. You know? Right?
Yep. Yeah. I may leave the room. I don't care. You know what? I'm like, I'm getting the FOMO. Like, if y'all see it, then I want to see it. But now I don't think I'll give a shit.
You can't.
I would rather just be like, here it is. You know how you're like, Westworld's better to binge? Because you can go right into the next episode? Same here. I don't want to know. I don't want to be teased. I just want to wait. I will fucking wait the goddamn week. I just want to go from the end of the episode into the next episode without knowing anything.
Yeah, but see, I binge Westworld because it's impossible to follow unless you watch it back to back because you forget everything. Anyway. Fresh Dead Mobsta also thinks that Gendry is going to end up on the Iron Throne. Tell him why he's wrong.
That dude's going to die so fast. So fast.
You know, we were talking about Game of Thrones. I went to Oklahoma City yesterday, and we went shopping, me and my mom, my sister, and Chris. And we talked on the way back about Game of Thrones, and I played them the clip of you being, you know, yelling about it and how mad you were. And my mom's theory is that they're going to kill the Night King, and then all of the people are just going to drop dead when they kill him. Like, he's the host.
Yeah.
Because did you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so then what... I see this is part why I'm not good enough at Game of Thrones. Apparently there's an episode where that happens.
Yeah.
Where they stab one of them and then they all die.
Yeah.
So, like, why can't they just fly the dragon right to the Night King, roast him?
Should have done that.
Like,
should have done that second to last episode in season 7. What they should have done. Danny was there,
especially
before he got his spear out.
And even if you know the spear thing happened, like, now we know Jon can ride him. You know, like, one comes from the left, one comes from the right. He ain't going to have two spears.
That's true. He's got his own dragon, though, now.
Oh, no. One dragon will beat two every day. Oh, wait. No, it won't. Because that's not how numbers work. You know?
You're not wrong.
So I don't understand why there's this suspense right now.
The only suspense that I am holding out for is whether or not they'll literally drag out the White Walker fight.
It's an hour-long battle. They've said that.
No. I know. My still thing is, episode 6, end of that is going to be the end when they kill the Night King. Or is it going to be episode, like, 3 or 4,
okay,
and then you get 5 and 6 of them having to fuck around with Cersei and what happens next and all this shit?
I think that the entire Night King plot will be wrapped up at the end of episode 3, and then 4 will be preparation for a battle in episode 5 with King's Landing. And then 5 will be probably not a full episode battle, but a battle. That's when you'll get the Clegane Bowl and all that. And then episode 6 will just be
That's my thought,
picking up
too,
the pieces.
Because, yeah, just dragging out the White Walkers, I mean, that's just kind of lame.
I'm just so mad that they have so much to wrap up, and they're going to do it in 7 hours. It's really stupid.
Yeah, man.
It's
there's
really dumb.
Rumored there's a 7th episode.
But there's a surprise episode? Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Whatever, dude. Whoever thinks that is a dummy.
You don't think they can keep that under wraps?
No! They would be promoting the heck out of it! No one's gonna watch! Everyone is gonna cancel HBO Go 3 seconds after the final episode
not
airs.
If that 6th episode ends on a cliffhanger, and then it's like, new episode.
Well, what if it does the Sopranos thing where it's just a black screen and then that's it?
Fuck this show.
I mean, it might do that.
I'm going to buy the entire series once it comes out.
And then burn it?
And then burn it.
That seems like a waste of money.
Don't care.
A Christmas special. Is Emilia Clarke still in it? A little, yeah, she's the main character. Yeah, Fresh says, Gendry kills a dragon and just mashes its skull when Dany is about to take off and just screams House Baratheon words. And then I'm guessing she just dies.
And then just fucking dies,
I
man.
I don't feel like that's going to happen, Fresh. Although it would be, that would be way out of left field. I would enjoy that more. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy that much more. I have a couple Game of Thrones
things. Literally all I want, dude, is stuff out of left field.
There's not going to be any of that.
I want it, though.
It's not going to happen.
Come on.
It's not going to happen.
What you got?
This is the image of Winterfell. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we really get an above view of Winterfell.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts before I taint it with my non-nerdy opinion?
It's bigger than I thought it was. Like, I mean, for being the North stronghold, I thought it was pretty small every single time we've seen it. But, like, those major citadels in the top part, like, those are pretty big.
See, I have the exact opposite. Really? I'm like, this is really small.
It is really small.
How do all of the people, like, I feel like the Night King is going to just trample this.
Oh, most likely.
So then, I don't.
Maybe there's a lot of snow, man. We can't see like 5 feet down.
You think there's a hidden city under the snow?
It's slightly bigger.
I mean, look at the tree. You see the red tree?
That is a big tree.
Okay, but it's not that big because you see it in the show and it's not much bigger than a person.
Yeah.
But it's an eighth of the size of the entirety of Winterfell. It does look a little bit like Dark Souls. I will give you that. It's a very Dark Souls-esque. But you can see the doors. Like, they're not that big. Like, look at the trees in the background. Like, there's things here to give it scale. Like, if you were like, ah, it's just really far away. But I can see windows on buildings and...
Yeah, like, I mean...
Like, there's a torch right here. Like, a torch like that. We know how big that is. Like, we could see an individual
yes.
torch.
No, you remember that castle that Bronn almost got when Jaime came to him and was like, we're going to...
Yeah?
Yeah. It was bigger than that.
Dude, your chicken in a pickle is bigger than Winterfell.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. You couldn't fit 12 pickleball courts in there. You could not. It would not happen. I'm just disappointed, man, by how small it is.
Yeah.
Okay? I hate to break it to you. Okay. Let's see what Fresh has to say here. All right. Fresh is a huge Game of Thrones nerd. That's the Hunter's Gate. I don't know what that means. You know what that means? I don't know what that means. It's the smallest great. You look, Fresh. You could see the whole city. Okay.
Well, so like, where is all the main shit happening?
That's
is
what
it,
I'm saying.
Is it right here,
maybe.
Like, is that the big courtyard with all the wooden like overhead?
There's not
shit?
Much castle here. Like this right here is the castle, and that's it. Mm. Because this is just a pillar next to a wall. This is just a pillar next to a wall. Like, there's no livable space inside this wall.
There's really
so,
not.
So you got like this area to live in, this area to live in, this open area right here, and then the castle, which probably has a basement. Okay, but you can see there has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 houses. 12. How many people live in Winterfell?
Like, I mean, she really should have stayed in Meereen, man. Meereen is thousands of times bigger than that. Meereen is fucking huge.
Every town is bigger than this. There's 12 houses! Are there more than 12 people living in Winterfell? More than 12 families? Let's say there's 12 people in each of these 12 families. Are there more than 150 people living in Winterfell? Because where do they live?
I don't know, man.
This looks like a tiny little city. I don't understand it. Okay, unless this is some Hermione's purse type of Harry Potter spell.
Look, guys,
okay.
Just shut the fuck up.
Fresh, look at it. It's tiny.
Just shut the fuck up.
It's tiny.
It is real small, man.
I just don't understand why they even show it to us if it's going to be looks like a Lego model.
It's pretty small.
I just don't get it. Why even waste budget? Why even waste budget, dude? I just don't understand it. Okay, man. What about this? So the Bran was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he said that the reason he has a stare is because, quote, I actually use glasses and I never wear contact lenses. So when I'm on the set doing these scenes, I can't see anything. I was once doing a scene with Sophie, and she came to me after the scene and said, Isaac, you scared me. And I was like, you were staring. She was like, I was staring into my soul. And I said, I'm sorry, but I can't see anything. So his
like
creepy
her soul, or he just can't see.
He can't see anything. There might be nothing in her soul, too, but I don't think that's what he meant. So, like, if I take my glasses off and just stare at you,
I mean, you see me. Your vision's not that bad.
I mean, you're blurry, though. Mm. If you go over there, I won't be able to see you.
Really?
I mean, I'll be able to see you. I can see shapes. But I won't be able to see you. But, like, I wish I didn't know that, you know? He doesn't differentiate between friend and foe. He sees nothing. Welcome, Menace. Welcome. Welcome. I don't know what that means, Fresh. I don't know what the TARDIS castle means. I don't know what that means. Is that like Hermione's purse? I'm guessing they're the same thing.
Or like retard? Like, I don't know.
It's bigger than it looks. No, things are usually as big as they look. Unless there's some type of weird thing. Okay? So, Fresh, your logic is it's big enough because it is. It has to be.
That's a great argument. I use it all the time against you.
So, like, if I went in here and I was like, I'm going to draw you a picture of my apartment, and I went like this and said, this is to scale, and you're like, no, there's no way, because your drawing actually fits inside your apartment. It can't be the size of your apartment. Then I would say, it has to be this big because I'm in it, and I'm telling you. That's the argument?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Google Game of Thrones castles, man. Let's see if there's any others that we can compare it to.
It's big enough. Fresh, there is a photograph of it. Okay, do you see? There are doors that have scale.
That's a big door, though.
It's not that big.
It's pretty big.
It's not that big.
Dude, doors are pretty fucking big.
We've seen these windows. Again, there's an individual torch. Let me just point out the individual torch. Okay?
Dude, but like one of those houses down there, that's like a 2-3-story house.
Agreed, but there's still only 12 of them.
So, do you see how big the big middle part is? The big middle part.
This part.
No.
This part.
No. The big one.
This part?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said this part's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not
people. They could all live in there, just in dark.
Do the Winterfell people live in there?
Probably some of them.
How many people
live?
Maybe
that's why Wintertown exists, man. How many people can't live in the fucking castle because it's tiny.
How many people live in Winterfell? What's the population?
I don't know. Jon Snow was astounded to learn that 1 million people lived in King's Landing, so I'm assuming less than 1 million.
What's the population of Winterfell? Just look here. Okay. Winterfell isn't a city, it's a castle. So its population is around 400. Okay. Well, then Fresh should have just said that. There's only 400 people that live there. They're problem solved. There you go. Okay. Fresh, just say that next time. Instead of trying to nerd it up. I don't know anything about servants or noble. They all breathe the same air. They eat the same food. They take up the same space.
What you got here, man?
Will you just move it on?
What's this?
Season Game of Thrones, Season 8, Episode 1, writer David Hill confirms that the White Walkers use a spiral symbol to mock the same symbol used by the Children of the Forest. The Night King adopted this symbol as a sort of blasphemy, like Satan with the upside-down cross. Mm. How many times... So the reason I put this in here, okay, is how many things after this show comes out do you think that they are going to be like, you wouldn't have known that mystery, why he used it, because they don't tell you in the show? So the writers are going to come out afterwards and be like, here's what this meant. How many times do you think that's going to happen across the show? Because I bet a lot.
Probably.
Like, say for example, nothing happens with the guy who has the flame sword. Or nothing happens with the Lord of Light. And it's just a big open-ended mystery.
Well, you're gonna definitely some are gonna happen because
right. Do you think
they have fucking
do you
five
think,
hours left to do this shit?
Conspiracy. Do you think that they do that on purpose so they have a thread to play with in their prequels and spinoffs?
No.
Like if they don't tell you everything about the Lord of Light, then they could make a show about the Lord of Light.
They won't do that.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
I just think you'll never hear of it again.
You just think it'll just be a mystery forever?
Yep.
Well, don't you think George R. R. Martin will include that, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming
in his books.
If he ever writes the fucking books.
If he ever writes his books, dude, Fresh is really passionate about this Game of Thrones stuff. How do you know there isn't an HBO conspiracy? I think there's a I think you're part of the conspiracy now, Fresh. How do I know that you aren't out there trumpeting non-conspiracy conspiracies? Huh? I think now that someone's telling me there isn't one, I think there is one even more.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen this in the past. They did it with Star Wars. Kept a lot of civilizations really mysterious so then they could write about them in books later and sell books. Because if you know everything about everything, then there's no mystery left.
Well, yeah, but in like 30 years, they're going to just retcon all of it.
I mean,
let's do something else.
I don't know if HBO will do that with Game of Thrones, but I don't know. But, I mean, we know there's going to be spinoff series.
Yeah, but they're not going to continue after this.
No, but it could be at the same time.
No.
I think so. I think they've announced that they're going to take place. There's some that are going to take place. No. I think there's a Lannister one in development.
No.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No.
You can't just say no?
I could definitely say no.
Well, I mean, I guess you physically
can. 'Cause
it won't
happen.
What do you mean it won't happen?
It will not be during what we've seen here.
I don't know who Shane Dawson is.
It's not going to be after. It's going to be before.
Game of Thrones spinoffs. Let's see. Okay, so this does say prequels. Okay. How come there's just not like a list? Here we go. HBO confirms that HBO confirms that multiple Game of Thrones spinoffs are still in development. Okay. The first, reportedly titled The Long Night, has been re-leading cast members for a couple months. Miranda Richardson, Naomi Watts, we talked about that. Doctor Who's John Sim. Let's see. Chairman Bob Greenblatt said they'll fast-track more spinoffs from the Throne series once the eighth and final seasons draws to a close. It's a double-edged sword. The answer is yes. We're having conversations about how we do smartly continue the Game of Thrones universe, but we have to be really thoughtful about not killing the golden goose and not putting shows that aren't up to that quality level, and how many is too many. We're having those conversations. I don't know yet what will come of all this material, but I think they've been smartly developing things that were really good ideas in this universe, and George R. R. Martin is involved. There's a prequel in production, just a pilot, so we can see if it has all the goods worthy going forward. We're just trying to be really thoughtful about how to expand this universe and make sense. And like I said, not kill the golden goose. So he says...
Yeah, George R. R. Martin right there. He's like, two. Two shows.
Says, how many decades will it take you to finish your book? Two.
Two more. I will live to be 110.
How old is this man?
I don't know, 80s.
He's not that old. You don't know, do you?
No, I have no idea.
George R.R. Martin. He's got to be in his 60s, right? He's 70. He's 70 years old. He's got to get to writing that book.
What? Jon Snow and Arya Stark romancing?
Dude, don't look at spoilers, dude.
What?
Don't look at spoilers.
They're gonna fuck.
Game of 8 hours ago from the Daily Express. This should not be the final season. LaMorte's George R. R. Martin. You think that's clickbait? I kind of want to click it, but I feel like it's clickbait. And if we click it, it's going to be a letdown. And then we're going to be mad at ourselves that we clicked the clickbait.
Click it, man.
All right.
Clickbait.
We're clicking it. We're clicking the clickbait, man.
I don't have much clickbait anymore in my life, so I got
Game of Thrones author George R. R. Martin wanted the show to continue due to the huge amount of material in his books. That's what he said. Second episode of Game of Thrones Season 8 airs tonight in what is the fifth last series of the whole show. What? However,
first they gonna fuck.
A Song of Ice and Fire author Martin has lamented over the show ending. He said, speaking with the Hollywood Reporter, the 70-year-old said, I don't think it should be the final season, but here we are. It seems we just started last week. Has it been longer than that? Says the time has just passed by in a blur, but it's exciting. I know it's an end, but it's not much of an end for me. I'm still deep in writing the books. We saw five other sequel shows in development.
Five.
That's George R. R. Martin saying there's five in development. I think I'm going to be hanging around Westeros while everyone else is left.
Fucking onion dick, man.
In fact, the author has previously said he wanted Game of Thrones to go on for up to 13 seasons because of the huge amount of material in its books. He said we could have gone 11, 12, or 13 seasons, but
not
I guess
anymore,
they won.
Not anymore, because they've set it up to be in this season, but it could have.
That's so weird, dude.
If he gave them the fucking books, it could have. DB and all them, they're like, what do we write? Do we write Arya making love to Jon Stark? I don't know. Is this in the books? I don't know. There are no books!
I can't take five new Game of Thrones things.
No.
I can't
I could take
it.
Five more seasons.
Yeah. I don't want five new shows.
No. Because I'm probably not going to like some of the characters. Not.
And you're not going to like some of the shows.
Yeah.
Because you know what they're going to try to do? They're going to try to do what Marvel did with their TV shows. You know, the non-Kevin Feige ones, the Netflix ones, where they have ones that are action. And ones that are, like, Luke Cage, more political. And then the Iron Fist ones, more mystical. And then the women-centric one for Jessica Jones. They're going to try to make them genre pieces. So you're not going to have just...
Dude, best
fantasy
idea,
ones.
Best idea for him right here. You ready?
Yeah.
Only Greyjoys.
I'd be fine with that, dude.
Only Greyjoys.
How about we just have an entire series of Life with Reek?
Probably because nobody would watch it.
I'd watch it.
I wouldn't watch it at all.
I
barely watch it when they're on screen now.
What about Hot Pie's Hot Cooking Show? And it's just Hot Pie making bread. And running his pub. Yes. And all the adventures that happen in his pub, dude.
It's just literally what happens in real life.
What about The Hound Travels Europe? And it's like Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations, but it's The Hound.
These ideas are terrible.
I don't know. I think
you
I'd
really,
watch that one.
You have only bad ideas. You know that?
What about Jaime Lannister's Top Model? Where he just judges sexy women and he makes them do photo shoots.
He wouldn't do that. He's in love with the one bitch, and it's his sister.
Yeah, but she's gonna die. So, well, yeah. What about?
So this is a sequel.
Brienne of Tarth's Strongest Woman, and she just does weightlifting. The Hound screams at foreigners. That would be. I would watch that. What if the Hound becomes Simon Cowell?
I'll eat you.
Like if we did America's Next, or what if we did like American Idol? What's the one that's not for just saying? The one that had Howard Stern on it with the big X's.
Talented?
America's Got Talent. What if we did Westeros Got Talent? Who would the judges be?
Okay, next
topic. That would be a great show, dude!
Next topic. Let's move on here. What's this one?
You don't want to talk about this one. This one's going to make you mad. You don't want to talk about this one. It's going to make you angry. Star Wars' Rian Johnson and Game of Thrones writers are working together on the next decade of Star Wars films. How does that make you feel?
I'm fine with it. I don't care.
You don't sound very fine with it.
I don't care. No, I think the only reason I hate Rian Johnson is because he came into a trilogy that from the fucking get-go was supposed to be a consistent trilogy. He took everything that was set up in the first film and shit on it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
He did.
Or did he just know that the Emperor was behind it all?
He didn't.
Maybe he did.
No, this is JJ's pulling shit out of his ass.
But, I mean, Disney clearly liked him because they gave him the next movies. So.
Kathleen Kennedy likes him probably because he fulfilled her lady needs.
Oh, you think it's some type of sex situation?
Oh, yeah. She's the boss, and she's a boss type bitch, and she can dominate the shit out of Rian Johnson. She's done it already. She likes the power.
I don't feel like I can agree with any of this conversation.
I don't care if you can agree with it or not. It's the truth.
Okay.
But whatever.
All right, man. That's great. So what does the next phase of Star Wars look like? Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy, apparently a dominatrix boss, has been adamant that The Rise of Skywalker will bring an end to the Skywalker saga, which is hilarious to me that The Rise of Skywalker is the end of Skywalker.
Yep. No, see, the rumor is that they're going to start a new, like, religion, basically, and call it the Skywalker. And so, like, instead of Jedi or Sith, I'm a Skywalker. And it's a mix. Because Kylo Ren is dark, but he feels pull to the light. Rey's light, but she feels the pull to the dark. So there's got to be, like, a middle ground. And that's why Luke felt the Jedi needed to end. Because they were too...
He felt the Jedi needed to end?
No. Did you see The Last Jedi?
Yeah, all I remember is him being mad about books burning.
No, he's like...
He yells the sacred
text.
In the
fucking trailer, man! He says, it's time for the Jedi to end.
Yeah, but is it really?
No, because at the end of the movie...
Does he say that in the actual movie?
Yes. At the end of the movie, he's like, I will not be the last Jedi.
So he doesn't want it to end.
Dude, the fucking
I need
plot
to rewatch
of
it.
All these characters are all over the map because two directors had free reign to do whatever the fuck they wanted and not keep any consistency in the story. None.
None.
They should have just had JJ do all fucking three, man.
So,
it wouldn't have been great, but it wouldn't have been this shit train wreck.
Okay, so speaking with Entertainment Weekly, Kennedy said that looking at the upcoming Star Wars movies, they're not just thinking of the terms in the next trilogy, they're thinking long term. We're not just looking at what the next three movies might be or talking about in terms of trilogy, we're looking at what is the next decade of storytelling. She said that the creative brain trust will be mapping out a strategy, and central to that strategy are new films series from Star Wars The Last Jedi writer-director Rian Johnson and Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. We previously learned that Johnson was creating a new trilogy, focusing on the characters in a new setting, a new characters in a new setting, and Benioff and Weiss are separately hired to create their own new series of films, but Kennedy tells Entertainment Weekly that Benioff and Weiss are actually working together with Johnson to plan out the future of the franchise.
Okay, Ryan, well, you had some good ideas, but you can't write worth dick, so we're going to come in and give you kind of a strategy of how to, I don't know, plan for future films.
She said, as they finish Game of Thrones, they're going to segue into Star Wars. They're working very closely with Rian.
Fucking shit.
I mean, does that make you... Okay, so... I know you hate The Last Jedi.
Yep.
But you mostly hate it because it destroyed the continuity of the new trilogy.
It just didn't fit.
If you look at it as an individual movie, is it good?
No.
Why not?
Because it's shit. Visually, okay. Visually, what did Rian Johnson do again? He did Looper?
Yeah, he did Looper, okay. Yeah. I think that's his big one, right?
Yeah. I mean, Rian Johnson has good visuals.
Okay.
Like, I mean, the fight scene in the throne room looked cool first time you look at it. But
yeah.
if you go in with an analyzing eye.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And look at every single one of those guards and what they're doing.
Most of them are just
they're
standing around waiting for their
to kill
turn.
Them.
Yes,
yes,
yeah.
It's definitely
but that, but
choreographed.
To be fair, that's a problem with most
group fights.
Yes, yes.
Well, no, it's not
in every movie.
Not every movie.
Most movies.
Not most.
It's
yes.
it's a movie trope
most,
that if
yes.
one character's fighting 40 people,
what?
That she's actually only
oh,
fighting
God,
two
no.
people at once.
Okay, so you haven't seen the Raid films then at all?
Raid.
The Raid.
The Man, Raid?
The Raid.
Like Wasp Spray?
The Raid, as in I'm gonna raid this house.
No, I've never even
wasp.
Heard of it.
I'm gonna rid it of Wasp with the Raid. No, the Raid is some, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's a white director, but it's all in Asian.
Okay.
And it's all starring Asian people.
So it's a martial arts movie.
God, dude, the action scenes in that, I have not seen any better.
Yeah, but it's an Asian Habit. Movie. It doesn't count.
I don't think it is, though. Because, I mean, The Raid 2, it got a sequel because it was so good.
There's a lot of Asians, Colby. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Like, if 10% of all the Asians see it, that's more than the entirety
well,
of America.
I saw it, man. That says something.
Where? How did you watch The Raid?
I heard it had some of the best fight scenes ever, and I watched it.
2011, I got a 1 out of 4 from Roger Ebert. He didn't like it. But it's got a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb at 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. A rookie member of an elite team of commandos.
I mean, the plot's pretty fucking basic, man. But
Rama.
It's literally all action.
Is instructed to hang back while his comrades in arms go ahead with their mission to take down a brutal crime lord named Tama. However.
Let's watch that third video clip right there.
This one right yeah, here, hallway right fight. There. All right, let's check this out, dude. Here we go. I like the Dutch angles, dude. Uh-oh. You're laughing. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, man?
Because it's funny.
Well, it's not supposed to be funny.
I think it's supposed to be a little funny.
Okay.
Like, we're about to fucking massacre this guy.
That dude's got a machete.
Yeah, what's
it's called? Already got blood on it, which I think dulls it. Should probably clean it up. Okay, fought one person at once. Okay? He's still fighting one person. Okay? There's the second, took care of him, there's the third. This is every movie I've ever seen, there's the fourth guy. Okay. He just fought every one of them individually. Like, the first two guys, they could be coming after him right now, but they aren't. They're scratching their butts or whatever. Oh, now he shows up immediately when the next guy went down. Wow. What a coinkydink.
He's getting dragged by another fucking guy right now.
Okay. But there's five people, right? Where's the other guys now? Oh, that guy just fell down out of fear. He's just like, oh no.
I don't want to get cut. And yet he had a machete.
See, that guy's still laying on the ground. You see him back there? Oh, nope, nope, he's right there now. Woo-hoo, time travel. You shouldn't reanalyze movies, man. They're all this way.
There's two, right there.
Oh, wow,
same
two.
Time.
Where's the guy who was on the ground?
Behind him.
No, but where's the other two dudes? They're going to show up right when he's done.
Oh, that's a good scene to end on, because that next scene's a little brutal.
Oh, yeah?
He throws his face onto, like, a broken door, and then it goes off his neck.
I'm just saying, like, that looked like every movie fight I'd ever seen.
Dude, it's a great movie.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying it didn't really prove your point about there being a group of people.
I mean, maybe not. But,
okay.
But then there's also a prison scene where he's stuck in a...
What is that movie?
Well, The Raid...
Like, what is happening in it?
The Raid 1 is about a SWAT team infiltrating a building. It's basically Dread. Did you ever see Dread with Carl Urban?
No, but I do know that movie at least.
Okay, so he goes into this building trying to stop people, and then they shut the building down, and now he's trapped in the building with all these fucking gangsters.
Okay.
That's basically it.
So he's a SWAT member that got separated from his team? He's got to, like, escape the building?
Yeah, they slowly get separated or killed along the movie, and then, yeah, he gets out. But for some reason, he gets thrown in jail.
Yeah.
And so the second one's about him being in jail.
Now, if I know anything from movies, apparently he's not actually that good of a guy, because, if anything, he could have thrown a brick through the window and then grabbed a rope and ran down the side of the building.
Who has rope?
Dude, The Rock does everywhere he goes, apparently. I mean...
He whips it out of that ass.
Like, could you imagine if they had made that movie, but it was...
Spider Rock Man, man.
I mean, doesn't he? Every movie he's in, if he's trapped somewhere, he throws a brick through the wall and then he just jumps and runs out.
Yeah.
I don't know where he gets the rope. Like, there's not a lot of rope just laying around. But he does. A lot of rope every time. Rock has no rope. Brit says, what movie was this?
It's called The Raid.
Did she not watch it with you?
No, I've watched it a while ago.
Like in 2012 when it came out?
Maybe.
You know, those pot days probably amplified a lot of stuff you watched. I'm just saying. Like, I mean, the things that I did when I was drunk are better than the things I did when I was sober. Why are you taking my mind? You know you have to host the show now.
I don't have to do shit.
All right, I'll just wait.
What's this beer? Dry cider?
Good, man.
That's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Why would you like it dry?
It's not dry. It's
but it
just,
says dry.
It's not carbonated. Take a drink of it, man.
I'm good.
Oh, you done?
Whatever. I don't even know why I do this show anymore.
What?
You're a bitch.
What? What did I do?
Big old bitch.
I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. Stop making Colby angry and take him out to hunt eggs. You want to do some egg hunting, man?
I'll put eggs in a place. Put my eggs. I'm going to fuck your ass. That's what I'm saying.
I knew that if I had waited, it would just escalate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's certain times. Yeah, I'm drinking sand. It's just a dry cider, okay? It's just like Angry Orchard. But it tastes better. Okay, that's all it is.
Yeah, man, sand. It's coarse, rough, gets everywhere.
Yeah, I love sand. Rub it on me. Mm. You ever heard that song, Rub Some Sand on Me?
No.
Oh. It's a good song. You should check it out.
I won't.
It's also my last one. I'm very sad.
Aw.
Yeah. I got that at Old Chicago. A restaurant. I think it's everywhere in America. But basically... it was during their St. Patrick's Day, like, event, and it was a recommended beer.
Oh, yeah. Get that recommended beer, man.
And, like, it's called Austin East Cider's Original Dry Cider. And it was included with, like, Guinness and Smittix and, like, all these other Irish liquors. So I thought that it was Irish, but it's just from Austin, Texas. Like, what's up with that? Like, why would it be recommended?
I don't know.
You just want to talk about this? You're just moving through the show.
What?
We're going to run out of stuff to talk about.
That's good. That we can end.
Canned cider's delicious, fresh. How dare you? How dare you? Cider is great. Okay? Also, you can't call me a pleb. I could outdrink you. I could drink everything you drank and everything I drank and then double it. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. You gonna read this story?
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's a stupid story. You want to talk about it? Sam's making fun of your head, man.
You could suck my balls.
Why are they provoking you today?
I have no friends on this show.
Today, I don't think I do either. Mm. I mean, Fresh has just been attacking me this whole time, all right?
You gonna read the story?
He says not canned cider. What is the alternative? Bottled?
Fresh squeezed.
Fresh squeezed cider? Like he drinks it out of like a cider cow's boob.
I just mean you squeeze the apple and get the cider out of the apple. But
Okay, so there's this guy. The reason this story's on here. Yes, Menace, thank you. So, and happy birthday, I think, to Menace, right? I think it's your birthday today. I think he turns 30 today, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You got any advice for him?
I'm not 30 yet, so no.
Just make some up, dude.
Kill yourself.
I don't know why I didn't see that one coming, but I should have. Happy birthday, Menace.
Yeah.
hope you have a great day,
enjoy
man.
Enjoy it with family and friends. And a coffin.
So there's this. Okay, so do you know Tall and Ball and B?
Tall and Ball and Hobo B, yeah, man.
No, not the Ball and Hobo, the other one. The one who's tall and the one who balls.
No,
I don't know that. He's Cameron's friend. You remember him? I think you might have met him once. Yeah. He's like tall, he had a hearing aid.
Nope.
Okay, regardless. His brother, like a year ago, was on Jeopardy.
Okay.
So he likes Jeopardy because he has a personal attachment.
Man.
I like Jeopardy because I'm an old man and I like trivia. Do you like Jeopardy?
I'm trying to understand Fresh's comment. Free ride, right, Colby?
Just move on, dude. Don't provoke chat. Don't stare at it.
I just don't know what it means. I'll give anybody a free ride.
Not anybody. Not Matthew.
No, him too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he would turn
into hell, but I mean.
You didn't specify what kind of ride it was.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a great point. Okay. Do you like Jeopardy?
Oh, free ride, like as in ours.
Do you like Jeopardy?
No.
Okay.
The worst. What is I don't care about Jeopardy?
Okay. It was very clever. I liked it. Here's the thing. There's this new guy. So you know Ken Jennings? He's like the most famous. He's the only guy who's famous from Jeopardy. It's like Alex Trebek and Ken Jennings because he won like $100 million or whatever over 300,000 episodes.
Nope.
Okay. He had 74 episodes. He won $2.5 million on Jeopardy. Okay. That's what he's famous for.
Cool.
So there's this new guy. And apparently, basically he's breaking Jeopardy. Because what he's doing is he starts the game by picking the hardest and highest amounts at the very beginning. So he'll start being like category for 1,000 instead of going 4, 8, you know, down the row. He starts at the bottom.
Yep.
And then, you know, most people stick to a category. So they do, like, this category, and they'll do the whole thing before moving on to the next one. This guy does 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. He wipes them out. He goes from richest to poorest, no matter what the category is. And then when he does Double Jeopardy, which is the thing where you wager, instead of being conservative, he doubles his money every time, basically. He does 90% to 100% of his money when he wagers every time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been making a ton of money. So, like, right now, the most money earned is $77,000 on a one episode. But on his 12-episode streak, he's beaten that total not once, but five times. And he set a new record of $131,127 in one day. So the man is basically bankrupting Jeopardy.
Oh.
And he says that the average single-day winnings, which in a website is calculated to be 19,980. He says that he is doing six figures generally a day. So he's doing more than 80,000 more than average.
Why do they keep having him on?
Well, that's the way Jeopardy works, is that the winner returns every time. The winner gets to play the next day until he's no longer the winner. Mm. And that's why that Ken Jennings guy is so famous, because he was there 74 times. But like, this guy is already approaching Ken Jennings' total winnings over 13 episodes when Ken Jennings was on there for 74. So the dude is like just taking it to Jeopardy, man.
That sounds fun.
And so people are really worried that now everyone who plays Jeopardy is going to steal this guy's opinion. Because basically the strategy is, even if you get it wrong, you've taken that $1,000 option or $2,000 option off the board.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you get it wrong, the people now can't even catch up to you. Because there's not enough high dollar amount options left to mathematically match the man, even if he gets questions wrong. So people are like, this is actually the most brilliant way to play Jeopardy. But it may require Jeopardy to go out of business.
I was going to say, it's taken this long for somebody to figure out the strategy.
Right, and that's what I was surprised by. Like, it does seem kind of like common sense, right?
Yeah, like a mathematician.
You still have to be smart. Because the double Jeopardy stuff is how he makes a lot of his money. Mm-hmm. Because there's not that much money on the board. There's not $130,000 on the board. So you have to actually know the questions and the answers for your double Jeopardy risks to be worth it. But still, that sounds like the only strategy. Start at 1,000, take them all. Now no one can catch up to you because you just took all the thousands. Then if you take all the 800s, well, now they're really boned. So the dude is bankrupting Jeopardy, man.
That's awesome.
And here's what he looks like, man. Here's what he looks like.
A new one-day record, 110,914.
Look
answer.
At him.
Daily double.
All in.
All in. All right.
What is Persia?
You are right.
See, he has, in that scene, he had 20,000.
Okay.
Who is Jesse James?
Yes, indeed. 29.
See, right now, in this screenshot, he has $29,200. Ariana next to him has $800, and then Samir down on the end has $3,400. He has $26,000 more than his next competition. What? Like
what?
I mean, that's crazy, right?
$10,200. Yeah, all of them. What are the Monitor and the Merrimack?
You've just doubled your scores.
6 day. 7 days, not a half a million over 8 days.
You'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
So, see, like, Ken Jennings won $2.5 million. He's in first place. This guy is at 500K already, but Ken Jennings did it over 70 episodes, and this guy is at day 8. He's breaking Jeopardy, man. Must be sexism. Morris, get out of here. Quit trying to stir the pot. Go worship the Lord on Easter, okay? Aren't you English people, like, supposed to be, like, Lord worshippers? Right?
No.
Are you asleep?
Yes. They broke away from Catholicism, man. They became the Protestants.
Yeah, but they still celebrate. Heathens. Still celebrate Easter, right?
They celebrate making love to a woman.
Oh, well, then I should join their religion, because that sounds great.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah, I should. Classic car. No, we atheist. Okay. It is. Sam, so you don't know what Jeopardy is? Yeah. So, Sam, the way it works is there's six categories, and there's five questions in each category, so there's 30 questions a round, and there's two rounds. And when you get the question right, you get the money. When you get the question wrong, you lose the money. And it ranges from, it's like 400, 800, 1,000, 1,200, 1,600, 2,000, and then the second round, it's doubled. And so you start at zero, and he just works his way up. And then the double Jeopardies are gambling, where you can risk any amount of money that you currently have in order to add that money to your double. So if you double your amount, you double it. That's how math works, right?
We didn't talk about anything.
You clicked this thing, man. You made us move in here. I told you we didn't want to talk about it. You did this.
You didn't say shit.
You clicked it, and I said, you don't want to talk about this. We should talk about something else.
No,
and then you started scrolling through it.
Star Wars one, you dingnut.
I also told you not to click that one.
You only told me once.
How about this, man? Here's something fun for you.
Oh, right.
There you go.
That's all I want is fun.
What is the hardest answer to a would you rather that you have ever heard?
Perfect.
Okay? Would you rather be surrounded by people who brag all the time or by people who complain all the time?
Complain. I could fit in with them.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? Okay. So if he gets one right, he bets all of it? No. What it is you bet first based off the category. And then if you get it right, you win it. If you get it wrong, you lose it. So if you bet it all and got the question wrong, he would lose all his money. Are you going to pee? Did you just put your headphones on my head? What? He just left. So, my guess is, even though, Chad, even though he decided to pick the Jeopardy story, every time we talked about Jeopardy, he got angry about it. And he just went pee. Well, I mean, J-Bar says BRB time, so I guess it's as good a time as any to show you our new BRB screen. So, last couple weeks, Colby has gone pee in the middle of the show, and so I've been working on a new BRB screen to show you. And I haven't ever had a chance because he comes back from the bathroom really fast, but I think this time, because he's taking longer. Oh, wait, he's back. I see him out there. I see him standing. Hey, what's up, man? No, we still see him, Chad. He can't hide. See, I can just take this camera right here and just... I saw him, Chad. We saw him. We saw him. Colby, come say hi to the camera, man. We see you. Like, we couldn't see anything. Like, you could have just been a door that was just no one's in it, but we see your hand come out close.
Fucked my headphones up, bro.
Yeah, well, I did that! Yeah. You put them on my dome!
Well, you didn't have to throw them off.
They didn't, they fell! Gravity exists!
He threw them off. I know you.
Sam says, I found out something cool yesterday. I did a 40-question test. But have proven the only way to 100% the test is by either cheating or not knowing a single answer.
What? Does he realize that makes no sense?
I found out something cool yesterday. I did a 40-question test, but in UK news, has proven the only way to 100% the test is by either cheating or not knowing a single answer.
Did he get 100%?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm confused about, is, like, how did you do on the test, then? You know, I can give you the other headphones.
Shut up.
But you claim to like those. No. Hey, would you rather kiss this girl or that girl while both were in front of you and had to answer truthfully? It was pretty hard to answer due to how awkward it was. That's a terrible one. It's a terrible one.
I'm sure all these are going to be terrible. Reddit is a terrible community.
If you had to have sex with two people and their combined age was 28, how old would each one be?
14?
You're going to bang two 14-year-olds?
Is it better to bang a 28-year-old or a 27-year-old and a 1-year-old?
The hardest would you rather, man. It was up, acid.
No, it's not hard at all. I picked 214.
You did. You picked it right away. All right. Would you rather have everyone twice your age and older talk like the adult from Charlie Brown? Like,
like, yeah, okay. I get it.
All right. Well, maybe the audience doesn't. Calm down. Or have everyone half your age and younger talk like a minion. So everyone 50 and above is going to talk like Charlie Brown's teacher.
The first one. Yeah, that one.
That's the one you want?
Yep. I can't do minions. Can't do it. Also, I talk to people probably younger.
Don't minions just like... They're just like high-pitched gibberish. High-pitched gibberish.
It's the Sims,
right?
Except the pitched up.
Yeah. Right, okay. Okay, yeah, he's very upset today, Acid. We could end any time. We're just... Yeah. Would you rather be ugly but smell amazing or be handsome but stink?
Ugly and smell amazing.
I think I'd pick the same thing. Mm-hmm. Smells way more important, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or constantly feel like you have to sneeze?
Fuck.
It's tough, right?
That one is hard. I'd probably do the constantly feel like you have to sneeze because nothing really happens. You just, like, you'll do that, like, all of your life, but that's better than hiccuping.
See, to me, this is, like, the first one in here that's, like, that's, like, do the hiccups hurt or do they not? Because that's the thing about hiccups. Like, you can have non-annoying hiccups, but you can also have horrible hiccups.
All hiccups are annoying to me.
Yeah, but there's some that, like, give you headaches. There's some that, like, make you burp afterwards. There's, like, some that are loud, you know? That's a tough one. That's a tough one, dude. Would you rather have to sprint every time you use your legs, no matter the distance, or have to yell every time you want to say something? So basically, this is my life already.
Yeah, the yelling one.
I yell
sure.
all the time, no matter what. So, Acid, I would bottle your smell.
I think that chick in the green shirt looks fat, don't you?
Dude! Hog!
How dare you?
No, you mean how dare you? Would you rather give up access to the internet or give up access to motor vehicles? Now, I'm guessing this says public transport, like, include public transportation. So you're going back to horses and unicycles or whatever.
Oh, dude, I will for real rock a horse.
But you're still, you get the internet. I think that's a fair trade, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do we really need cars?
No.
Because the only people that's affected are, like, poop people, right?
Poop people?
Like, the people have to pick up the horse poop.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, we're not going to pick up. Yeah, we don't have to do that.
No.
You know? Actually, I think on this show, I've complained about cars so bad that I wish I could get a horse.
I think so.
So that would actually be a benefit for me.
Yeah.
Give me a horse. Would you rather speak every language fluently or play every instrument perfectly?
The language one.
Oh, agreed. Who would pick instruments?
Somebody who really wants to make a career in music.
Yeah, but you could make a career in linguistics, too. Like, if you knew everything?
Yeah.
Stupid, dude. Colby, you can't Daenerys ruin horses for us. What did Daenerys do to the horses?
She fucked them.
Well, that doesn't ruin it. That improves the value of the horse.
No.
Anything Daenerys has touched, I want to touch.
Has molten lava inside of it.
Well, and that's just bad for the horse, but it doesn't affect
goddamn
me.
Goddamn quote from the last episode of Game of Thrones, you ding dong.
I don't remember it. Whatever.
Oh my God.
Would you rather keep scrolling Reddit or save your job? My boss asked me this while standing behind me.
It's pretty rough.
Reddit.
Yeah, I'd pick Reddit, too. Okay, get stuck at all red lights in traffic, or have severely slow internet speed, like dial-up slow, after dark. I mean, half of your life after dark is using the internet, so all your streaming would go away. But you'd have to stop at every red light. Which, if you're from here, that's pretty much what we do anyway, to be honest, so...
I'd do the red lights because, yeah, I could avoid lights on certain roads.
Are you like me that, like, you're not really mad at red lights unless you hit all of them?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, like, if there's five red lights and I hit three of them, I'm not really that mad. If I hit five, though, I'm incensed.
Yeah.
It's our hair triggers, man. Would you rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
Probably how.
See, I think I'd rather know when.
Really?
Yeah, because if you're like, how, and it's something banal, like sleeping.
I'd never sleep
then
again.
Then you could never sleep again. But if you knew when it was, then you knew you could freaking have machete fights with John Stamos, and you'd be okay.
That is a good point.
Because you know you're not dying today.
I actually like that.
Like, that makes you invincible, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. No, I changed my answer for sure.
I don't think people consider the idiocy of me saying I'm invincible until that date. Mm-hmm. Like, that means a truck could hit me and the truck would fold up on my iron chest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. When you could go nuts for the end of your life? The chat is pretty much on our sides here for both of this, you know. I guess if how, you could prevent it. But I don't think that's how it works. Like, you're going to die to that
the
thing.
The only reason why it would be, like, avoidance would be to, if it's something weird, like, don't go next to a unicycle.
Right, if it's like, you're going on your trip to Ireland, there is a tree buzzard that will peck out your eye. And you're just like, all right, I'm never going to Ireland.
Right.
You know? But no, then one day you're on a flight to Japan, and it's like, we've got emergency land in Ireland. You're like, no! You know, like.
But you said, like, if it's just sleeping, then you're like, yeah. Well, fuck, when is that?
But statistically, that's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so cancer, I'd much rather do the win and then just fuck around.
Minna says
I'd
how...
I'd go skydiving tomorrow if I...
Yeah, Fresh is like, I'd jump right off a building, yeah. You know? Uh-huh. And then try to ride a pigeon. Yeah. You know?
Hmm. However, that is death only, not pain. So say you can Ooh. Get hit by a bus.
Oh, that's
but
good
But that
point.
Would just fuck your shit up. You'll still be alive, yeah. But you'll have every
I
bone
could be
in your
a
body
vegetable
broken.
And be alive. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Shit.
You're ruining it, man.
Yep, I'm ruining it.
Move Would on. You rather fight Mike Tyson once or talk like Mike Tyson for the rest of your life?
Oh, I'll take a concussion.
Well, I think, like, if
or
you...
Or kill me. That's a great way to go
if
out.
If you fight
you
Mike
die?
Tyson
Mike
once...
Mike Tyson punched me in the face.
Don't you talk like Mike Tyson forever?
Depends on where he hits you, but yeah.
Where you know where he's going to hit you. He's Mike
Probably
Tyson.
Probably in the face.
He's going to hit you in your brain.
Real hard.
Real Mike Tyson hard. Yes. Yes.
That dude is still ferocious. Like, oh.
Yeah, I don't want to fight Mike Tyson.
So you're talking like him?
Oh, I'm taking Mike Tyson. It's a little Adam Sandler. Yeah, Morris says, if you find out it's only 10 millions and the Hallelujah chorus goes off in the background, right, man?
About time, I
What say. If it said how and it just said Seth? On yours.
Well, that would suck. That would suck ass.
What if Vine said Colby and we opened at the same time and then we look at each other and we just stab each other right then and there?
Boom.
But we could have prevented it by not stabbing each other.
But it wouldn't happen because we'll stab each other.
Yeah, because I would think that you would
you
just say that you weren't going to stab me and then I'd wait to be stabbed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I want to stab you real bad.
I know, and then if you knew that you were going to stab me anyway and in my life, you might as well get it over with now.
Right.
There's no way I'm not.
Then you'd have to do the same thing because you got
to. Right,
because
I have to beat you before you stab me. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. Oh, I agree. I agree. Would you rather have taste buds on your fingertips or smell with your? Okay, I don't know what this word is. I have to Google it. The area between the anus and the scrotum. Okay, so would you rather have taste buds on your fingertips or smell with your grundle?
Taste buds.
Just every food's a finger food, right?
Probably.
I mean, honestly, like I don't know if there's anything that I've touched that I haven't licked before. Or that I wouldn't lick. Changing diapers, I mean, you don't touch the poo on the inside of the diaper, you touch the outside.
Yeah.
I would lick the outside of a dirty diaper. So I don't have to smell my own butt.
Yeah.
It's horrific down there.
That would be real bad. That one's just weird.
I'm trying to think of something that I would touch but
not
lick.
What comes up with that?
Dude, messed up. That's why I like this list, because it's not like those websites where it's like, would you rather live in a house that catches fire every 5 minutes or get stabbed by Osama bin Laden? And it's just like, okay, I'll pick the house. You know, it's like really easy. These are actually make you think about it, okay? Yeah, Morris, don't hit me with the dot, dot, dots, okay? Diapers don't taste that weird.
Next one.
I'm trying to think of something that I wouldn't lick, that I would touch. Because to me, they're all, like, if it's clean enough to touch, it's probably clean enough to lick. Because everything that's gross that you would touch, you could just put on gloves. And I would lick the inside of a glove.
Good point. That one does not say anything about gloves.
Right. You could work around it. Dude, 900 IQ right there, dude. Always oral or never oral? I'm guessing this is referring to sex. Acid, apparently you're not as experimental as I am in the bedroom.
Okay, that's a rare occurrence, Acid, I hope.
I mean, I would hope.
I hope it's a rare occurrence. Yeah. Always oral or never oral?
I think I'd go always.
Yeah. What?
The Google just said really okay. That's all she said. She's like really? Right. Okay.
I'm sending a fake mouth to your home right now.
Like the CIA person that's listening in on my home, it just said, we gotta send this to him.
Jesus.
You know, it's like, I can't take this, you know. What if the glove had chemicals? Why would I get a chemical glove? Fresh. Don't buy chemical gloves. Never oral?
Well, like,
is Fresh still talking like Mike Tyson?
Is there much of a difference?
Most men don't know what they're doing. Repeat it to you, acid. I agree, though. But I don't have to worry about that. You know, first of all, not that picky.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, but I'm a man.
Right.
You know, it probably is different for a woman because they're probably licking a hole that isn't the right hole, you know, or a bump that isn't the right bump down there, you know. I don't have to deal with that. I know my way around it. I know you know your way around it from all the times you've licked me on my vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get, for men, it's kind of like just put it in there, don't use teeth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would pick, because I don't think I'd want to live without it.
I don't know. But then you'd always live without vagina. Or butthole.
But you wouldn't, because you could still lick it. Just couldn't go in it.
No, this means, for you, your sexual organ, you're only receiving oral or never oral. So either butthole, vagina, fleshlight, all that shit. Just not.
Right, I think you're either allowed, I think you have to take away penetration completely. So, like, if I choose only oral, I also can't slip a finger in. Because I think that counts as not oral. But if I got rid of oil or oral, then I could do anything that didn't involve my mouth.
That one's hard.
That is a tough one.
I can't pick that one.
That's a tough one. I still think I'd stand by it. Only.
Always.
Oh, God, that is hard, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's a tough one.
I don't know.
I think it is made easier for women.
Yeah.
I think it is, because it's pretty clear, like, oral's not always good for them, you know, but...
Well, what if it's the best oral?
I don't know, man.
Interesting. Cat with a human face or dog with human hands?
Cat with a human face or dog with human hands? I gotta pick dog with human hands.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd tell him to go get me beers.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, Fidel, go get me a...
He could be like, here.
Yeah, and he could, you know, because I just chose no oral, so, you know. I need some help.
Oh, shit.
You know?
I wasn't ready for that, but okay.
I have a picture of a cat with a human face. Don't know. No, I don't want to see that, acid. We both immediately chose dog with human hands because of the horror of a cat with a human face. Okay?
Also, then would it be a different face? Like... It would be different per the cat, right? So I can get, like, Ed Sheeran, or I can get Matthew in a cat.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Those, you know, honestly, they're pretty close together, Ed Sheeran's face and Matthew's face.
A little
bit. Like, if you take the talent out
of it. Okay, what about,
like
Emilia Clarke and Matthew?
Yeah. But do you really want to, like, look at your cat and be like, I'm kind of attracted to it?
Bestiality would go
Especially
up.
If you chose only
so
oral
fast.
Because those tongues hurt.
So fast. That is true. Maybe it's a human tongue. It's a human head.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Maybe.
Good point. Okay. Would you rather have the brains of a squirrel but still be a human, or have the brains of a human but be a squirrel?
Definitely the squirrel.
Squirrel 100%.
Oh my God, yes.
You could be the Sir Isaac Newton of squirrels.
I would invent guns for squirrels, and then, am I taking over?
Colby, did Acid just try to drag and drop an image into the Twitch chat?
I think so.
I think she did, right? Should we move on past that embarrassment and just pretend it didn't happen? Okay, all right. Let's just move past that. Acid, I'm going to do you a solid, and I'm going to go ahead and just delete that message. I didn't mean to time her out. Oh, I done messed up.
Oh, you done messed up.
Okay, Acid, you're on. I meant to delete a single message, but I clicked the wrong icon. Because I'm fat.
You fucked up.
I'm fat. But, so I meant to do a solid for Acid, and I ended up pulling a Colby and banned her. Completely.
Yeah. Banned.
Actually, technically, I didn't ban her. I just timed her out.
You're banned.
She isn't banned. That's my bad, Acid. That's what I get for
you're
trying
banned,
to help.
Sucker.
That's what I get for trying to help. Would you rather, come every time you fart, or fart every time you come?
I think if it was every time you farted, you'd get old of it, right?
Yeah, I think you'd get tired of it. And you could just explain to your partner, anymore. Look, I have a medical condition. Just when it's about to happen, I'll warn you, run to the other room. And don't eat Taco Bell, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some farts smell bad, some don't.
Yeah, it depends, yeah. I think it's not a big deal. I agree. You don't want it too much.
No.
It's just going to ruin your jeans.
Yep.
Yeah. Would you rather? Oh, this is this. See, this is kind of like the same as a squirrel. We're going to skip that one. Oh, God. As a man, would you rather have a fully functioning penis on your forehead or no penis at all? Yeah, dude. Forehead.
Definitely forehead.
Forehead. I mean, you also get two, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could be the most requested gigolo of all time.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman could be inserted and orally pleasured at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's easy. That's easy. Oh, God.
Dickhead. Oh, God, what is that?
All songs exist, but they are all performed by Pitbull. Or only one Pitbull song exists, but it's performed by every artist with their own cover interpretation.
Definitely the second one.
But we only get one song, and it's written by Pitbull.
It's fine. Pick the best one. Because you can interpret a song
a lot of
different ways.
I'll tell you why.
Mm.
You lose instrumental music.
It could be an instrumental of the Pitbull song.
Right, but you still only hear that tune forever.
Yeah.
But if you have Pitbull, it could at least write instrumental, and you lose the whole daddy thing that happens, you know, and you just get... I mean, maybe he won't make all urban music. Maybe he'll write a symphony.
Mr. Worldwide.
He's Mr. Worldwide.
International.
Yeah. Nope, nope to all, as it says. Just check out of Earth. That's what you do. Would you... oh, God. Would you rather have a world that have spiders with long abdomens and slither like snakes, or snakes that are small and build webs inside your house? Snakes. Snakes that are small that build webs.
Yeah.
Anything I can squash, I would prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want big, long spiders.
Yeah, no, I don't like any of what was just read.
Okay, we're not going to understand that one. See, we're starting to get down the list. They're going to start getting bad. This was just so weird. Would you rather change gender every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby?
That one is out of
just what?
Definitely the gender one.
Yeah, I would love to change gender.
Awesome.
Honestly, I wouldn't have to change much.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, just down here would change.
I got you. Oh,
for
wow,
me, it would just be down here, and that would barely change.
Because
it's pretty not significant right now, as you know. Except my balls are glorious.
Yeah, I think you're hurting yourself there with your own comments, man.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to be honest. I mean, would you like to be a woman for a day?
Yeah, for a day or
like,
so.
Like, is that a weird thing to want? Like, I always, like, when I was younger and growing up, like, I would watch, like, Freaky Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people would switch bodies. I'd be like, and they're always horrified. You know, in the movies, like, oh, my God, I'm my grandma, you know? Not that I want to be my grandma, but, like, I feel like if I was my grandma for a bit, I feel like that would be kind of interesting, you know?
Fuck yeah. I think the horror is that they don't know if they could switch back. But this, you would know that you could switch back. You just got to sneeze.
Do you think...
I just keep pepper on me.
That we care less because we hate ourselves?
Oh, and we're weird. We're on
right.
The spectrum of weird. We're far towards the weird
right.
Side.
So, like, for us, it's if I'm not me and I don't change back, oh, well.
Yeah, right.
You know? What could be worse? Yeah. I can't think of any women that are worse, but I could think of a lot of men. Like, I don't want to change bodies with Matthew.
Babe, just keep pepper by your bed or in your hand.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to sneeze.
I sneeze a shit ton.
He does. Just sniff a dog.
I sneeze earlier. I'm already a woman.
The muffin one, I mean, you could just not eat muffins.
That would really suck, though, if a dog did come around, because then I'd be like, achoo, oh shit, achoo, oh god, oh
yeah.
Shit. Does it hurt when
especially if you were in your bathing suit.
Always wear bikinis, man.
Oh my god. Okay, would you rather be on death row for a crime you didn't commit, but the most important person in your life is free... and they committed the crime. So basically, you take the blame for a crime that the person most important to you committed, and you're on death row because of it. Or be free, but the person important in your life that committed the crime is on death row.
Probably me on death row.
Yeah, but again, I think that this is kind of swayed by the fact that we don't really care. Like, death row is almost an upgrade.
Well, yeah, and also I don't want to kill a person for something I did.
Like,
especially the most important person in my
life. Like, Britt probably likes being alive, right?
I would assume.
Yeah, I know Chris does, so, yeah. You know, just keep them off death row.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find someone else. We're not hard to replace. Would you rather eat ice cream flavored poop or poop flavored ice cream? This is a really difficult one.
Because you can get sick from eating poop, can't you?
Well, yeah, and then also, what does poop taste like? Like, depending on what you eat. I mean, dogs think poop is delicious sometimes, right?
I think. Nah.
You also did it in 2 girls, 1 cup acid, right?
That one's... Can I pick neither on that one?
No, you have to pick one. I think you choose...
Does it just have to be once?
I choose death. Yeah, I think okay. You just eat once. I don't think this is a forever. I think this is just, would you rather do one or the other? You gotta pick.
Well, I think eating poop once won't kill you.
Yeah, but also eat... But see, I don't know what poop tastes like. That's the thing. Like,
probably is gonna taste bad. Do you know how it smells?
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't smell bad.
It always smells bad.
No.
Yeah. I'm going poop-flavored ice cream. No, wait. The other one. Ice cream-flavored poop.
How big is it? That's also a thing.
You're just going to take a kernel?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, if you have to drink a large milkshake of poop, but it tastes like ice cream, that's way different than having a single scoop. Based on your whole eating it once won't kill you
equal
thing.
Equal size.
Well, right, but
so
what's the size to begin with?
A spoon of ice cream.
Okay.
It tastes like poop. Or it's a single kernel of poop that tastes like ice cream.
Okay, if that's the case, single spoon serving, I'm eating the poop too, because I'm lactose intolerant, and I don't want to deal with...
The poop that comes out of that?
Yeah! That doesn't sound good.
No. And then it would especially smell like poop if it was ice cream that tasted like poop. That would be like double poop.
We've said poop more in this 5 seconds than we have in our entire life, and we love to talk about poop. Some of these are just so weird. Would you rather have sex with a hot female body and Garfield the cat's head, or a hot female head but Garfield's body? If you chose Garfield's head, it will be loudly meowing the entire time.
Definitely the head.
Yeah, I gotta go with the head too. Well, but what's its brain? Does that make it a cat? Because that rolls back into the dog with human hands. Like,
I'm fine with it. If it has a female body, it's fine.
Okay. All right. Would you rather have chopsticks for hands or office chair wheels for feet?
Oh, definitely the wheels.
Oh, easily, right?
Yeah.
Why would you want to...
I'd skate around everywhere.
Well, think about the jabbing you could do with chopstick hands, though.
No. Nah.
But in honesty, you could just grow out your fingernails, and you could still jab people if that was something really important to you. I think office wheelchair is super easy. Mm-hmm. Do they break off, though? They don't break off, right? Like our office chairs? Like, you're not just like...
Fuck.
I mean, it's like wearing roller skates all day. Mm-hmm. Way better. Way better. You have to lay down one of those plastic mats, though, and you'll cross your entire house. Okay, would you rather have sex with your cousin and no one ever finds out, or not have sex with your cousin but everyone thinks that you did? Sex with the cousin, no one finds out.
Probably, yeah.
People's opinions are way more important than the incest thing. And she's not going to get pregnant because no one's going to find out. So, and no one would apply to a doctor. You know, so. That's fine.
Yeah.
I agree. We'll do that one. Although I think all my cousins are men. My daughter asked me the other day if I would rather be stung all over by millions of bees or stomp a kitten. Kitten's getting stomped.
Yeah.
Millions of bees?
Yeah, not millions. You'd die.
I wouldn't.
You'd die.
I'm trying to think of at what point I would stomp a kitten. What kind of kitten?
2 bees.
It's going to be a small number.
Mm-hmm.
But it also depends on how cute.
Nope.
The kitten is.
Stomp.
I mean, if it's a really cute kitten.
Stomp it.
I might up the number of bees, but.
Nope. If I'm alone.
I really hate bees.
1 bee, honestly.
Yeah.
If I'm alone. If there are people looking at me, I'll take a few more bees. But yeah, if I'm alone, 1 bee.
But in all honesty, this is really messed up. But like, if we're alone and we're going to get just stomp the cat to not get stung. And then we're surrounded by people, and we're like, 10 bees is enough. But, you know, there's going to be people like acid in that crowd that are like, how could he stomp a cat for any amount of bees? Should we really get stung at all?
No.
If eventually we're going to stomp the cat, let's just save ourselves the pain and just stomp the cat.
That's a good point, because fuck those people's opinions.
For bees, I could, acid. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm not about the getting stung life.
Yeah.
I got pee again, man.
I think we're done.
Don't got no more?
Oh my god, let's do this last one, and then we'll end.
Alright.
Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the dumbest? But whichever one you choose, your intelligence doesn't change, everyone else's changes.
I say what?
So, your intelligence is going to be exactly how it is now. But you're either going to be the smartest person in the world and everyone else is stupider than you, or you're going to be the dumbest person in the world and everyone else is smarter than you.
Oh. I'm picking smarter because I want to live in a world with robots and flying cars.
I guess it depends on how... But you mean dumbest.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, because you want everyone to be an Elon Musk.
Yes.
But see, I think this one has too many variables.
Mm-hmm.
Because... if I'm exactly the same, that means the average intelligence raises.
Yes.
But there's probably not more smart people enough to make flying cars, right? Because the Elon Musk isn't going to go up in intelligence proportionately to Matthew going up to my intelligence.
Every single other person will be smarter. So one of them
will
figure out stuff. We can always benefit from having
so you're
more
just
smart
going
people.
Based off the law of there being enough people out there.
Yeah, that eventually something will happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because now there's wasted on too many dumb people.
Yeah, right now we got like what? Like 10, 20 Elon Musks?
Right.
I'm talking like thousands.
Millions.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty smart. I mean, let's be honest, some of the smartest people in the world. You don't agree?
No, definitely not.
That's smart. That was a test to see if you would say that you're smart, but...
Did I pass or fail that?
I don't know. I think what we are, I think because we're average intelligence. Like, imagine if Matthew said he was the smartest, then everyone's boned.
Yeah.
You know? But if he said he was the dumbest, then the world
doesn't change
that much.
Yeah.
So I think it's good that we did that. Listen, I didn't argue with you, acid, about light speed, okay? Yeah. I didn't understand it, and then you explained it to me, and I understood it, okay? And for the record, both Colby and I chose to make you smarter than us, which you already are, so really, your world doesn't change that much. There's just less idiots. The flat earthers that you hate, they're all smart now. Uh-huh. No more flat earthers, acid. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Okay? So iTunes still doesn't work, so we got to play this YouTube video again for our outro.
That's cool, man.
It's not cool. I really hate it.
Nah, that's fine.
I really hate it, but...
We gotta wrap up in a minute. What is it, a minute 04?
It's a minute 04, you know. The song isn't the same, all right? We are ending early.
It's basically the exact
same. It's good enough. All right. Would you rather watch 20 minutes of Drek or have us end on time? Chris, get out of here. All right, I don't own bunny ears, okay? You think Winterfell can only fit 10, 12? It fits 40. It officially says that there was 40 families there. 40. The extra zero, you don't read that. It's like, you know.
There's a decimal point I'm not seeing.
Yeah, it's white. You can't read it. But anyway. Guys, thanks for watching. We are going to leave. We'll be back Thursday. More fun, more thrills. I actually can't guarantee that there will be fun or thrills.
There'll be both.
But go to raptorteeth.live/CPG. Stands for Colby Plays Games. That literally just ends. That's the worst.
Yep.
It's the worst. So go to raptorteeth.live/CPG. Vote this week between Resident Evil 2 and Spyro the Dragon.
Why the fuck am I playing a scary game?
It's not that bad. I played it. If I can do it, you can do it. And maybe you won't play it. Maybe they'll go. Maybe they'll vote for Spyro, dude. You don't know.
I'd rather play Resident Evil.
That's what I figured. So it's either you getting scared or you playing a game you hate.
All right.
So okay. Great. So go vote. Everything else, SethandColby.com, merch and all that jazz is there as well. Thank you guys for hanging out. Enjoy your Easter. We'll see you on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European. Sam, enjoy the rest of your vacation. Fresh.
Adios, mi amore.
Enjoy watching Winterfell tonight. Only support 10 people. And Acid, enjoy being smarter than us. So, yeah. Yeah, that's what happens, though. Okay. It's just really awkward. Just really sucks. Anyway, I'm going to try to fix iTunes for Thursday, but I probably won't because I don't know what's wrong. Okay. Have a great Easter, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.